With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Montana utility regulators will sue after the owner of Missoula's water system sold it to another company without their approval. The Carlisle Group sold Park Water Company, the parent company of Mountain Water, earlier this month for $327 million. The deal went through despite a review pending before the Montana Public Service Commission. Attorneys for the companies previously said the PSC does not have jurisdiction because the sale of Park Water stock does not affect Mountain Water's assets. The PSC voted unanimously today to seek a judge's order fining Mountain Water every day until company reps return to the PSC for review. Montana's Public Service Commission is suing the private company that supplies Missoula's drinking water. The commission says utilities can't be sold without the regulatory authority's approval. Corn Kate Carney reports.
Mountain Water Company was sold earlier this month to Liberty Utilities without the knowledge of the PSC. The sale comes as the city of Missoula continues its months-long quest to buy Mountain Water through condemnation. The city has won the right to do so from a district court judge. The company submitted comments this week to the commission saying the PSC doesn't have authority over the sale of the utility company. Today, the PSC unanimously voted that it does have authority to review Mountain Water's sale. PSC Chairman Brad Johnson.
The conduct represents a direct attack on the authority of this commission, and it is my hope that the commission's response in this case will be as swift and as severe as the law allows it to be.
Johnson says the PSC's past regulatory actions imply PSC's authority on this issue, but it's that implied authority that Liberty and Mountain Water are challenging. Along with the lawsuit, the PSC will investigate Mountain Water's rates based on the changes in ownership. Mountain Water Company said in a written statement today that the PSC's decision makes no sense under Montana law, and the PSC decision won't change the fact that Mountain Water is now pleased to be a part of Liberty Utilities. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Hundreds of people who are homeless or at risk to be got some help today in Missoula. The annual Project Homeless Connect event offered a variety of free services. Bree Zender reports.
At First United Methodist Church, the pews were packed with volunteers and people looking for help. Volunteers provided free services like haircuts, dental checkups, and job searching. Suzanne Sterrett helped people repair clothing at Project Homeless Connect since its start 10 years ago.
It's important to me because in my life, my family was homeless twice, and we had people we could turn to.
Isaac Tisolo came to look for housing for himself and his young daughter. He got put on a waiting list for subsidized housing, but is hopeful he can find a home soon.
Because it makes you feel like you're actually trying to take steps to make an effort to help yourself out.
The First United Methodist Church and the Poverello Center put on Project Homeless Connect. It's a part of Missoula's initiative to end homelessness in 10 years. It's currently in its third year. Breeze Under, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices dismissed a complaint today about campaign practice violations. Jonathan Moto ruled today that the complaint filed on behalf of the Montana Republican Party was similar enough to another complaint filed earlier in the year that it wasn't necessary to charge again. The first complaint was made by East Helena resident Steve Gibson, who said that the Montana Rural League of Voters failed to properly disclose contributions and violated four other campaign practices. The complaint was resolved in May of 2015 when the League of Rural Voters was fined $2,700. The complaint dismissed today was made by Will DeShaw on behalf of the Montana Republican Party, but was filed before the resolution of the Gibson complaint was final. Montana utility regulators will sue after the owner of Missoula's water system sold it to another company without their approval. The Carlisle Group sold Park Water Company, the parent company of Mountain Water, earlier this month for $327 million. The deal went through despite a review pending before the Montana Public Service Commission. Attorneys for the companies previously said the PSC does not have jurisdiction because the sale of Park Water stock does not affect Mountain Water's assets. First Interstate Bank will be scaling back loans to the oil and gas industry as oil prices remain unstable. The Billings Gazette reports that the Billings-based company announced yesterday that about one-third of the roughly $100 million in loans and commitments to the industry are considered high risk. CEO Kevin Riley says the bank has been lowering credit lines to the industry as they come up for renewal. The University of Montana announced a pair of $1 million private donations today. The gifts will establish the university's first endowed dean position. It will be in the School of Business Administration. Eric Sprunk, one of the donors, is a 1986 graduate of the school and current chief operating officer at Nike.
Our business school has to continue to attract and retain world-class faculty that in return attracts and educates world-class students.
UM President Royce Engstrom says this gift is the first of its kind at UM.
This will be a trailblazing gift because it is the very first endowed dean's position, and it will allow us to attract the high caliber leadership with sustained funding.
The other million-dollar gift came from Mark Burnham, a 1984 graduate of the business school. He's the director of finance of Hawthorne Retirement Group, a senior housing company, and a principal of OZ Cap, an advisory firm. He and Sprunk had long been involved as mentors and donors at UM. Sprunk said the donation was motivated by his desire to support the community that supported him.
I believe my education, and just as importantly, my experience at the University of Montana, has been a critical factor in the career success I have been so blessed to have. I know it takes many factors to drive success in a career, but I believe the fundamental element is a first-class education and a supportive community in which you live and develop as a young adult.
Larry Gianchetta, the current dean of the School of Business of Administration, retires June 30th. The school is in the process of recruiting a new dean and expects to have the position filled by July 1st. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sean Robb.